continuing our look at how the new state budget will affect Michigan. Yesterday was K through 12 education. Today, higher education. Jake Neer is Lansing reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. And Jake, everyone who writes a tuition check has one question. Is tuition going up?
And the answer would be yes. Tuition's going up all over the state. U of M and MSU have been able to keep the hikes a little bit lower than other universities. U of M is up by about 1.6%, and MSU's aggregate increase is about 2.8%. Lawmakers have set a limit on where universities, where they can't increase tuition more than 3.2%, or they'll lose that additional access to state aid. But now most major universities other than U of M and MSU are going right up to that cap in this year's tuition increases. So they're all going up to 3.2%. And that's something I don't think that budget leaders in the legislature are too happy about, given the governor just approved the largest increase in state aid for higher ed in years.
How much does the new state budget give to higher ed, Jake?
Oh, the new state budget increases higher ed spending by about 5.9%.
And how does that compare? Is that a pretty good jump from previous years?
Well, Michigan has seen a kind of a long kind of history in recent years of declining state aid to universities. The governor sort of wants to get that level of funding for universities and college up to where it was before he took office. In that first year, in 2011, there was a big major reduction in the state budget for universities and colleges. So now, the state is trying to make up for that. And again, that 5.9% increase is one of the biggest ones we've seen in recent years.
Speaking of tuition increases, Michigan State University is going to go with a two-tiered tuition increase. What is that and why are they doing it?
Yeah, well, MSU is raising tuition more for juniors and seniors than for freshmen and sophomores. So the university says that's because it costs more to educate juniors and seniors because they typically have smaller class sizes with more specialized and experienced professors. Of course, some will say that they basically just want to attract students to campus, and then once they're there, the costs will go up more. I've heard it compared to what the cable companies do, pay this low rate for the first 6 months, and then they jack up the rates after that.
Speaking of the Spartans, MSU was in danger, Jake, of $500,000, we'll call it a spanking from state lawmakers because they were offering courses about organized labor. What was so wrong with that? Who led that charge?
Well, there was a lot of controversy surrounding this, more than I think lawmakers who proposed this even were expecting. Basically, what happened there was the university was facilitating this program of sort of seminars for companies that were looking at unionizing, and or actually the labor forces there that were looking at how to unionize and how to organize and so forth. And of course, with a Republican majority in the legislature, that came off as an issue for them, obviously. And so now with a lot of sort of backlash for this $500,000 penalty that was originally proposed, they kind of had to back down and say, well, the university is dealing with this issue. We expect them to, basically handle it and make sure that they're doing it in an appropriate fashion. So it was something that just led to a lot of controversy, and they sort of just had to back down from that.
So the money stayed in MSU's funding.
That's correct. They're not going to face any penalties because of that program that they were facilitating.
Also, I want to talk to you about the increase in funding for the Michigan Tuition Grant Program. How much is that going to be?
Well, that's going to be pretty much the same increase as what the state is doing for higher ed in general, the 5.9% increase. And this affects students that are in need, in financial need, that would want to go to private colleges. So the thought behind this was that, for students who didn't have the financial means to pay for private education in higher ed, this would give them more choice to do that.
So if we were grading the amount of money in the state budget, would we give it an A, B, C, D, or failing?
I'm going to do what most politicians do when they duck questions, and that's the incomplete, right? They say that, again, the governor, like I said, wants to get the funding percentage up to, you know, or the total funding up to where he was before he took office. So this is going to be an ongoing discussion, and it's something that he definitely wants to keep working on. The one question for me, again, is with all these universities increasing their tuition up to the full 3.2%, right up to that cap, whether or not they're going to burn some bridges in the legislature in some way.
Jake Neer, Lansing reporter for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Cindy.